The new car, called Gen 6, is about looking good and driving better. This video that opened the press conference gives you the idea.
Gen 6 has arrived with an old-school appeal. The racetrack and showroom, arm-in-arm, once again.
The old-school appeal comes from car makers having the freedom to put their own touches on the body of the cars again. So now you can tell a difference between the way the Toyota, Ford, and Chevrolet models look, like you could with the Chevys and Dodges of the 70s. But NASCAR CEO Brian France says the new car is ultimately all about the drive.
The goal is real simple. We want to see the closest competition that is possible.
How the new car leads to better competition involves aerodynamics, and it's a little technical. Basically, it's designed so that air rushing over it creates more downward pressure, which gives the car more grip. The idea is that'll give drivers more control and lead to more aggressive racing. Here's how France says he'll decide if the new car is successful.
We'll measure it by lead changes. We'll measure it by how it races. We'll measure it by how the drivers feel about it.
It's about creating more excitement for a sport that's struggling to recover from the recession. NASCAR has lost some of its big-name sponsors, and attendance has dropped at some of the premier racetracks like Talladega. Nate Ryan covers the sport for USA Today. He says racing teams and fans have had an overwhelmingly positive reaction to the way the new car looks.
But until the car actually gets on track and we see it race at these mile-and-a-half speedways where it's been difficult to have the on-track passing and action and lead changes that NASCAR likes, it's really going to be difficult to evaluate it.
That type of action is what fans are waiting to see, too, and it may be one of the keys to getting more of them in the stands. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.